to it and not know Charlie Day.
Log Talk Radio.
289 or no, Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. I beat Tempo for the third time. One of the best wins, probably the best win of the year, is when I knocked that guy out 50 feet, literally. 50 feet he flew on video at the park, 6'6". You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, until I get my Instagram back, I decided to bring back Pound for Pound Radio. We'll see. Maybe I'll do it more often. Yeah, I mean, like I said, Charlie Zelenoff, best boxer ever. Got to continue promoting the brand name. That's it. Got to continue ignoring the haters, retards. Those guys are, the haters are insane. Like, literally, Temple ran away from me. I mean, I got nothing to prove, period. I punched the guy 33 times. I even clowned him. I'm like, do you want to fight right here? Where I beat your ass last time in the bushes? And he's just standing there all shook and just recording me. I'm like, dude, I'm like, this motherfucker paparazzi? This is like, where did he come? Him and his fucking faggot-ass friend. Oh, yeah, I told that punk. I'm like, I'm going to fuck you up, too. I'm like, I already beat his ass. He ran away. I'm like, how about Tempo holds the camera and I knock this fucking Mike J. Films faggot out, man? Fuck that retard, man. Yeah, a rematch with Deontay Wilder would be ideal. I already beat this guy. It doesn't need to happen, but, you know, a friend of mine, Troy, I'm sure you all know who Troy is, from Canada. Troy was drinking beer or some shit at some place with his brother, and there was some dudes talking about Deontay Wilder, saying how Deontay Wilder's got no competition, and then Troy started laughing. I don't think he talked to them, but he was telling me, he's like, I'm thinking the whole time to tell them, like, you know, hey, my homie, Charlie Z, he beat the shit out of Deontay Wilder. He knocked Wilder across the ring. So, yeah. Definitely glad to be back, man. And about my love life, girlfriend is off the chain. Yeah, Kim Kardashian wasted my time, so I moved on. I did what every man would do. I moved on. I mean, how much more can I call her on Snapchat? I mean, what does she think? I'm just going to, like, wait for her forever? Hell no. What the fuck? So, yeah, there's a beautiful, gorgeous girl that I know from the Ukraine. And it's a done deal. She's coming. It's like I said, it's an 8 to 12 month process, and a 4 to 6 month process if it's a fiance visa. Now, that's what I want to do now. So maybe, yeah, because 8 to 12 is a long time. You know what I mean? Like, I've known her for a long time. 2 years we've been talking on and off since 2017. Well, now it's time to obviously meet, and you know, much more obviously. You know what I'm saying? So I can make love to my girl and everything. So, yeah, she's beautiful, gorgeous, sexy. Come on, all my girlfriends are beautiful, gorgeous, and sexy, you know. But this one's just like, wow. Yeah, like I said, I love Ukrainian women. You know what I mean? It's a lot better out there to start a relationship. No, America's the best country in the world, and actually, America and Ukraine are best friends. But I'm talking about girls. I don't care about politics. I love women. But yeah, anyways, about boxing and street fighting, well, everybody knows I'm number one. Yeah, I mean, Tempo posted some clips, you know, like, but I told him, like, post the full thing, punk. And this dude just, like, honestly, I think it's done. I don't think this crazy psycho is coming back. He ran, man. I beat the shit out of him in the second fight. First fight, I hit him in the shoulder. Second fight, I beat the living fuck out of him, 33 punches to 2. And then the third fight, he ran away from me. So, and we squared up. You know, it wasn't like just verbal. No. We squared up. It was this was like some Chuck Liddell. Like Chuck Liddell, I squared up. Chuck didn't square up, but Chuck Liddell, like, walked away from me. You know, he ran worse than Tempo, but, well, they both, they're both pussies. How about that? So, yeah. Excuse my language. I just have to expose these people. You know? I mean, I did. Yeah, the trolls, the delusional haters, they are not critics. Critics talk shit about you, but every now and then they give you some sort of, you know, leeway, some sort of credit. You know what I'm saying? These clowns like HFH, Mental Stanley, I'd knock both those idiots out 2-on-1. Yeah, they brought three people. Look, and this Akira One, you know, this clown, he's like, just fight. I respond to him because I disable the comments. It's just so many videos. So anyways, I respond to him today, and I'm like, would you just fight? I'm like, I did fight, and I won. I'm like, I scored up. He ran away. You idiot. What am I supposed to do, chase him? What the fuck? I scored up. This guy ran. Even I was kind of surprised the tempo ran. I thought he was gonna get knocked out cold and, you know, and then run, but he like literally ran. Look, and the guy at the park, motherfuckers think I knocked some homeless guy out. No, that's the haters think that, but real motherfuckers know that. Did he sound homeless when I came out? He sounded like a fucking gangster, man. He's like, yeah, you know what I mean? I showed him who the boxing champ is, man. Boxing the ring in the street, same result, motherfucker. So yeah, man. The haters, like, what I'm trying to say is, no matter what I do, I beat, you know, their boy three times. Tempo is a hater. He's not like a hater. He is a hater. He's part of that bullshit. Everything he says, it's what they say. And you understand? I hit this guy 33 times in the head. Yeah, well, everybody admitted I won that fight, and then, well, then hey, time to admit that I beat him again. I don't care what they admit or they don't. My point is, they're not critics. They're not. They talk shit 24/7. Like when I posted me kissing Camila. Hooker. Yeah, it's like you can't talk to these people. It's impossible to talk to them. Taking calls. The only callers I saw some 111 caller. The only callers I'll take is people that I know. Just like with Instagram. Like I don't stream anymore. YouTube streams, Instagram streams. I don't do YouTube streams anymore. I was thinking of doing that again, but only without comments. Just like, you know what I mean? That way there's no drama. But still, it's just like the atmosphere is kind of, it's pretty bad. Look, actually, it's more than 289 if I count, like, there's like three or four fucking bouts that I won. That I took off my record, so I'm in the 290s, and like, and if you want to count the wins before I turned pro, then I'm like past 300 now. But yeah, officially 289-0 right now, so it's the best record of all time. People thought 49-0 was impressive with Marciano, but Rocky Marciano, rest in peace, but he is nowhere near. I mean, if he was still alive, I would have knocked him out cold. I mean, that would have been, or I would have stopped him too. I'm way too quick, you know, faster, strong, much stronger, much faster. The speed, my hand speed is what would destroy Marciano. Like everything, power, speed, you know, technique, everything, but mainly the speed. That's the speed, the, you know, that sting, that jab, bam, bam, bam. He wouldn't be able to take it. You know what I mean? But yeah, Deontay Wilder, nobody is a match. No, nobody can match. I'm unmatched, the greatest of all time. Nobody can match my speed and power. And that's it. I've proven that time and time again. And, you know, when I get to 300-0, you know, the trolls are going to be like, hi, you have 300 assaults. And, you know, the champ is going to be like, well, you guys are retarded. You know, like, nobody cares. Yeah, these people are psychotic. They talk shit about my girlfriends, you know what I mean? They talk shit about everybody, you know, my homies, you know, and family. Just people are fucking psychotic. Yeah, but see, the thing is, other celebrities, that they would, you know, whatever. Just, like Kevin Durant responded to his haters. He does respond a lot to his haters. And I ignore these sickos, but that's why they got so angry that I ignore them, that they're or upset, whatever, and that they have to send one of them, literally Tempo, because he's local, I guess. He's in L.A. or California, and so they send Tempo, and I beat the shit out of him, and then I beat him again by him running away, TKO forfeit. Just like Chuck Liddell, TKO forfeit. So, I mean, if somebody, like, gets in a stance and tries to fight you and you run away, that's a loss. And they're going to be like, oh, Troy, blah, blah, blah. Wait. I hit Tempo in the shoulder. I physically connected on him, skinned him, whatever. I connected. He didn't win shit. First fight. And I didn't want to get fucking killed by the cars. No, yeah, and then the second fight, and then I swung at him again, and then he ended up leaving. because some dude started talking shit to him, he ended up leaving like a pussy. And then the second, and I was high as fuck that day off weed and drunk. Literally, I was crunk. You know what I'm saying? Second fight, you all saw what happened. I beat the shit out of Temple. I thought that was the complete end of him. But he came back after like 9 months of recovery, obviously, you know, getting his ass beat like that. So Temple came down 3-0 now, but down 2-0 came for a third fight, lost the third time. He comes the fourth time, he'll lose again. No, I don't think he's going to come a fourth time. Come on. I mean, he is psychotic, but I don't think he's that stupid to come again. I mean, even I put the fear of God in that motherfucker. I mean, he didn't know what to do. I mean, he even looked at his you're supposed to look at your opponent. He looked at his cameraman. He's like, "Oh shit!" He's like, "Wow, the stage fright. I've never seen somebody get that kind of stage fright, man." Oh yeah, another thing. I hate to mention these retards like by nickname, by name, whatever nickname. Yeah, I actually gave retard Mental Stanley, some troll. He would always be like, "Oh, when the pressure gets put on you, pressure." Well, looks more like when the pressure get up. What happened to Temple? Why did he run, man? Looks like the pressure got put on somebody else. Yeah, like I said, these guys are retarded, man. My point is, no matter who I beat, no matter how hot my girlfriend is, no matter what, they will not see. And like Troy even told me this. He's like, these sick motherfucking retarded haters are like, instead of saying, "Hey, good job, hey, congrats," they just can't do it. They can't. You know what I mean? They're fucking jealous, psychotic people. This troll TV retard, he would always criticize me and talk shit. "What now, faggot? Your boy ran away. It's on video. Tell him to post the full thing." I'm still waiting for it. I'm still waiting. I'm on his channel, and I'm like, "What the fuck? Where is this shit? Non-edited. I mean, like, come on." No, not... Okay, but even in the clips that he posted, you could tell that I beat him. You know, I was like right there, literally. I overpowered my dad, pushed my dad out the way, and I'm like, literally, got in front of my dad, and, you know, when retard Stanley says, "Oh, you hurt behind your dad," no, bitch, I got in front of my dad on video, and I told Temple, "Let's go, punk. My dad doesn't want me to get arrested again. I knocked out so many fucking people. I'm on probation," but I simply didn't give a fuck. I said, "Temple, let's go." I told you, if I see him again, I told you, this son of a bitch, he literally, at first, he had gloves on. This dude, his stance is just, he's not a fighter. Temple's not a boxer, he's not a fighter. No, this is coming from the greatest boxer of all time. But see, I didn't care. This guy's a stalker, and he came again, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, now he knows the difference. When I'm home, it's a whole different ball game. You know what I'm saying? Temple's a pussy. So, I already defeated him. Hold on one second. See what I mean? These retards are literally calling me on some messenger shit. Yeah. Mental Stanley, I'm going to knock you out. Now the Temple ran away. Either stop making videos or come over to Los Angeles. And now you've seen, bitch. Now you've seen, bitch. You're going to get knocked out. That's it. These people are psychotic, you know what I'm saying? And anyway, let's talk real boxing. Real boxing. I beat everybody in boxing, including Anthony Thompson, who deserves a lot more respect than he gets. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Thompson, in my opinion, would be Deontay Wilder. Thompson was 12-0 as an amateur, and I made him 12-1. Well, he's 0-1 as a pro, but if you want to combine everything, then Thompson's 12-1. Hold on, these fucking retards. That's why I called them the retards, man. Stanley, I will fuck your shit up, bitch. Fucking faggot. Stanley is a homosexual. He's fucking faggot-ass motherfucker, man. Instead of focusing on going outside, you know, go to get some girls, you know, this motherfucker's stalking a grown man. You know what I mean? The guy's insane. But yeah, I mean, like, it hurts these people every time I beat anybody, especially one of them, you know what I mean? I go to the park. Now, let's talk about this one. Temple's finished. I beat him 3 times. So at the park, this dude, I had beef with him. And they're like, "You knocked out a homeless guy." Okay, so then I'm like, "Wait, so is Temple homeless too? Is Wilder homeless?" Oh man, no, it's funny how they give excuses to literally everything, man. Yeah, shit. Hey, it looks like Temple called timeout, man. He ran. I think Temple called timeout. I wasn't sure. He didn't physically say timeout, but I think even worse, he ran. Yeah, I really want to hurt DeJuan Daniels. I can't stand that piece of shit. I mean, look how many people I beat. Look how many, I mean, after I beat him in a pretty close fight, look how much better I got, how much faster I got. Let him try that shit now. He knows MMA, boxing, I'm a boxer. You know, I obviously prefer to box. But if DeJuan wants to do MMA rules, then I'll be 1-0 in MMA. That's it. But he don't want to fight, period. I went to his gym in Catella, because remember, hit that video of him and that retard Frederick Young? Oh, yeah, I want to knock his ass out, too. All these motherfuckers are fucking terrified of me, man. So, yeah, I mean, Retard Inc. has been defeated. Oh, they've been defeated a long time ago. Almost to 300 wins, zero losses. So, I mean, it's been a grind, man. You got to keep grinding, keep winning. No, it's amazing. Amazing being the GOAT, man. The greatest of all time, hands down. And the scary thing is I get stronger and faster with each and every single fucking fight every year. Just this year I have yet to get hit. I've not even got a hit. I've been doing the hitting, but I have not. I've not got punched. I've been punching everybody. Literally, like, you know how Roy Jones Jr.? Oh my God, I would knock that guy. I would knock anyone out. No, I'm saying I was supposed to fight Roy in Las Vegas. I called his gym and everything. Look, I called his cell phone. But Tyson, oh yeah, Tyson Fury. That bitch needs to be victim 290. Victim as an opponent that loses to the GOAT. Yeah. Tiger's gym. Anywhere. It doesn't have to be Tiger's gym. Listen, Tiger's not a good trainer, but he has a good gym and a good rink. Oh, another question I have for real boxing fans, because the haters are delusional. They're not going to give you a real answer. They're just biased, jealous clowns. To real boxing fans, or to actually a question for the critics. Real critics give credit where credit is due. They hate a lot, but they give some credit. Now, how come when I fire Tiger as a trainer, a box rec trainer, somebody who you idiots told me to train with, you didn't specifically say Tiger, but you know, that was when I was a kid, you know, that's exactly why, because he was slowing me down. It's like an NBA team. Why? I obviously never was. We get my point. Like, they fire a coach, they get a new coach, they win the championship. You know what I mean? As soon as I fire Tiger as a trainer, my boxing career took off. Boxing, street fighting, this is the GOAT. Then I beat Akeem for the second time, which was my seventh win, one of the greatest boxing performances, master classes of all time. Akeem Akinbode, I mean, guy was on his Golden Boy Promotions, TV, all this bullshit. Akeem's a real fighter, but he did it. He went there for the money, to the Golden Boy shit, and then he went back to the underground. I take my hat off to Akeem. He's a blood and guts warrior. I defeated him twice. Yeah, and if you want to, like, if I was to count sparring, then shit, then I'm already, like, above 300. Then I'm already 300, no more, what the fuck? Then I'm, like, 400, no, if I was to count sparring. Or, like, 350, no. I haven't sparred in, I don't know, like a decade or more. I fight, I don't spar. But, yeah, there's got to be a way. I got to get my Instagram back. It's very important, you know. Promote my wins over there. You know, I like making the short videos. It's very convenient. I made a lot of money on Instagram. Well, a decent amount of money, you know. I don't like really talking about money, but I like selling hats, boxing merchandise. So, yeah, I mean, it's 289-0. What can I say? And I'm telling you right now, 290. 289 failed. 290, he's going to fail too. Whoever it is, come on. I might as well just go to the lids and just get a 300-0 head and just wear it when I got to score 11 more wins. And just, so now all the punks that said, you're just trying to speed up to 300-0, man. 288 and 289 are on video. And 289's against tempo. So, nice try. You idiots have been defeated in every way possible. The video of me kissing Camila, the fights, all the fights that I won, I mean, this is it. Another thing I want you clowns to know, and the trolls, I do not watch your videos. I see it on the side. Sometimes I may click on it to put a dislike, and I may hear it for like a few seconds. But I don't watch your videos. So I have no idea why these dumbasses continue to make videos, and I swear to God, I don't watch them. You know what I mean? Why would I watch that bullshit? Yeah, I mean, it's just... Look at this shit. Another number that I don't recognize. Fucking retards. My God. Not taking callers. Not taking callers right now. Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. And that's it. Rodney and Troll. Oh, yeah. I need to tell Rodney. Rodney will call in, like, next time or something. Or I don't know, whenever he can. Or Troy. Rodney's one of my best friends. Great Pound for Pound radio host. Sorry, co-host. So, yeah, this month, July, well, it's my birthday this month, and before I'm 31, I will get to 290 wins. I can assure you that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, like, so many fucking wins. I'm trying to, like, June has been, before June even began, and at the end of May, I was like, hey, stay tuned for June. Look what happened, man. 11 wins in 1 month. Fuck, I lost count how many times I won in June. I won so many times, I lost count of this motherfucker. I think it's 11. Yeah, 11. 11 wins in June. Holy shit. The most wins I ever had in a month was 12 in November of 2015. Wow. No, but it's prime zone off. I'm in my prime right now. So, like, right now, the wins are, like, the ferocity, the speed. Yeah, it's the power, it's just on a whole different level now. I'm fully polished. This is it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest ever. Temple disagreed, look what happened to him. I beat his ass, and then he ran away. Yeah. So, off topic here, Kevin Durant went to the Brooklyn Nets. I'm a big basketball fan with Kyrie Irving, so I still think the Lakers will win the championship, obviously. Oh, the Nets are not going to be good. KD's out for the full year. That sucks. But he'll be back in 2021, so yeah, it should be interesting to see how far they go. But, yeah, actually, a complete 360. I'm actually starting to dislike, hate the Raptors because they are cheering Kevin Durant's injury. Yeah, the Raptors are better than the Warriors, but if they run it back, I think the Warriors will beat them. The Warriors are not going to be. Well, they got Russell. Anyways, we'll... I can make a different segment, talk about basketball, just make a video. But this is a boxing radio show to talk about the greatest boxer of all time, Charlie Z. Now, Tyson Fury, my people told me, yo, champ, Tyson Fury just challenged you. Like, he was, you know, talking shit. I said, where? YouTube? I'm like, all right. Like, on TV or something, you talking shit and then post it on YouTube. So I watched it, and, yeah, this guy... Let him come down. 6'9", nice try. I beat a guy who was 6'10". I beat a boxer who was 6'10". His name was Ron. Yeah, so. Actually, for my 100th win. 100th win, yeah. My 100th win didn't get filmed, but my 99th win got filmed. Now, 99, I beat a guy who was an MMA fighter. His name was Frank. And, black guy. Yeah, he was, that punk was getting his ass kicked. Yeah, I don't discriminate. I beat whites, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Indians, whoever you can, any race you can, Armenians, Georgians, any race you could possibly throw. I beat a lot of Russians. I'm Russian myself. I'm Ukrainian and Russian. I beat Ukrainians. I beat everyone. I went to Russia, I won. I went to Ukraine, I won. Both countries, come on. If you're not impressed with that, then you're not a fight fan. That's it. So the question that I had was that how come as soon as I fired Tiger, my career took off? Why? Why when I fire a box rec trainer and I decide to go solo in boxing, why did I succeed? I was always succeeding, but I succeeded to a different level. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so Charlie Z is boxing. And about Kimmy K, it's over, man. I'm done with her, man. That's it. I've said that a lot. It's hard, I know it's hard, but this is it, man. I found a girl who's way more appreciative. You know what I'm saying? I'm the best fighter, I deserve the best girl, that's it. Not some chick who's just gonna fucking literally blatantly ignore me and shit and married to some... she's married to a mental patient, Kanye West, and she has four kids with him. That's pretty embarrassing, but, you know, hey, if that's what floats her boat, then I wish her well, regardless. But, yeah, who cares about Kim? I have a girlfriend. My girlfriend is gorgeous, sexy. Yeah, and like I said, when she comes to L.A., like, I'll make videos with her if she wants. And... yeah, like, just like I was kissing Camille, I can make a video of me kissing her, like, in a video, not audio, but an actual video, just me making out, like I did with my ex Claudia, you know, my ex-fiance, Claudia. But this girl's way hotter than Claudia, and I'm saying if I do that, it will be for a different purpose. It'll be for, you know, so me and my girl could watch it, you know, and so my fans could see it. But these are for the trolls? Oh, yeah, these guys are, like I said, they're psychotic. The trolls are delusional. They're not going to give... a real opinion. Their opinion is a delusion, so they're just retarded, you know. No matter what I do, I could be fucking 300,000 or no, they're gonna talk shit. Yeah, man. No, when I was like 10-0, 11-0, 12-0, 13-0, I thought that, hey, you know, maybe you'll, but no, I mean, nah, these people are nuts. Who cares what they say? It's just super annoying, you know. It's like, don't send people to my house, because now you see what happens, man. They either get punched or they get punked, man. So don't be sending nobody to my house, man. And that retard was wearing the Domino's. Oh, man. Yeah, who the fuck's sitting eating pizza and drinking beer? What a piece of shit, man. Fuck. He fucking ran. What a... man, he ran. I was like, man, I'm about to knock this punk out again, and this bitch just runs, man. I mean, he backs up to the point where you could just call it safe to say that he ran. Yeah. No, then he just took off his gloves. He forfeited, yeah. It's a street fight. There's no rules. There's no, but I mean, he forfeited. That's why he's not posted. I still think he'll post it, but I don't know. I'm starting to get concerned. Like, I really want this to be on the internet. And like, I mean, at least there's some kind of clips, but I want the whole thing. See, that's the difference between the champ and Tempo. I'm real. Raw and cut. Real boxer. This Tempo guy, he's a fake, just like all you haters. Fake, fake, fake. People are fake. That's it. How come every time I win a fight, I post the shit right? When it's on video, when I beat that guy at the park, immediately the shit was on YouTube. Immediately, in seconds. Through my phone, this is it. That's all it takes. Fine, he wants to do little stupid edits with the crazy temp, all this crap. That's fine. It doesn't take too long to do that. Where's the video? Well, he ran away. Okay, but if he posted how I punched him 33 times in the head, that's even... Running away is bad, but that's even... look, he lost to me three times, and I'm saying that getting your face punched in 33 times, it's not a good look. But and he posted that, yeah. Now you all see, I had to beg this idiot to post a fight, and now, again, you know, like... yeah. 90 seconds on it. Well, see, you can go over time. But we haven't done this show in a while. I might go over time for a few minutes. Yeah. So basically, what you do, you just you re-listen to the radio, and you go past the 30-minute mark, and you'll be able to hear what I. Well, I don't think you'll hear it now live, but you'll hear it after. That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Yeah, Pound for Pound Radio at one point was very, very popular, man. When I beat Carlos Vasquez, when I beat Mayweather, it was, you know, I was doing this radio like pretty much almost every day, just like Instagram. Yeah, YouTube is a lot of... YouTube is a good website, you know, for view count, stuff like that, you know, but there's a lot of trolls on there and shit. It's annoying, but, you know, I got to promote my content somewhere, right, until I get my Instagram back. My favorite website is Instagram, but I don't want to put any websites down, you know, like, I really like Vimeo. Vimeo is very professional. Dailymotion's good, too. There's actually a very good highlight of me knocking out Deontay Wilder, beating a boxer I clown with the Tyson shirt. Check it out on Daily Motion, Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. Type that in, you'll find it. Compilations of my wins. I mean, there's actually more videos of me with women than there are of me fighting. So I have nothing to prove. The new girlfriend, I don't have to prove anything. Like I said, if I post a video with her, it's because she consents to it. And even if she consents to it and says, yeah, baby, let's do it, because these dumbass retards, when they see, every time, okay, I posted my ex-wife, they make like a billion fucking videos of like these photoshops, they start retitling the video. These guys are batshit out of their retarded mind. I mean, I don't even know how more to insult these people, man. Like, I was ignoring them at one point and shit, and like, yeah. Well, 289-0, man. What can I say? No, remember my fight with Jules Zavala? See, I jabbed. See? Go look it up right now and watch it. All right. Type Charlie Zone, I'll beat Jules Zavala. There you go. See, Jules ready. And then, boom, we start fighting. I'm measuring him out with that jab, right? If you're watching right now, then you get, yeah, and then, boom, jab. Connect. And it's like it was target practice, literally. You know what I'm saying? Deontay Wilder, I hit him in the jaw, he flew. He cheap shot him in the second fight. He lost by DQ. Like I said, let him try that again. Well, Dijon, after I beat Dijon did that, you know, sneak shit. Let him try that again. My point is, they won't even succeed in their cheap shots. That's my point. I'm so fucking strong and fast now that this is it. Oh, yeah, my best win was when I beat two people versus one. That was fucking amazing. I had to do it at least once in my life because that's not really a fair fight, 2-1, 2-1, no matter how great you are individually. But I am such a great fighter individually that I was able to defeat two people versus one literally on film. If it was not recorded, these lunatics would not believe me, but hey, they had to see it to believe it. And you know, the thing is, when I beat Tempo three different times, well, all three fights are on video, but 289, he's supposed to full thing. Not texting it to his retarded friends. No. Post everything on your channel or put on some channel. I don't care. Mike J. Films channel, that piece of shit, whoever. It doesn't matter. Post it on the hater channel if you want. Just post it on YouTube, the full thing. That's it. Title it whatever you want. Just post it. The video will show the actual title. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time. Thanks for listening.